主，我们的心要感谢，我们要赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
在这美好主日的早间，
In this beautiful Lord's Day morning,
主，我们又在一起见证主你自己的荣美。
We're here together to testify your beauty and glory.
主啊，我们也预备好我们的心来领受主你恩膏的教训。
And also, we have prepared our hearts ready to receive the anointed teaching from you.
你永远在我们的中间。
You're always in our midst.
我们何等感恩。
And we're so thankful for that.
让祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们诗歌敬拜就停到这边，那我们接下来请掌声。
Our musical worship ends here. Now I'll give it the time to Timothy.
感谢主为我们预备这次的秋令会。
We are so thankful for the fall conference this year.
我今天早上也换了一条领带。
I also changed the tie for this morning.
受了赵文弟兄的这个启发。I
was inspired by Brother Zhao last night.
今天是一个节庆的日子。
But this is a special festival.
我们这次特会不是健康讲座。
And by the way, I just want to emphasize again, this is not a seminar about keep health.
也不是婚姻的讲座。
Neither are marriage counseling.
我们是讲到活出健康。
Instead, we want to talk about to live out a healthy life.
健康并不表示是一个完美的。
Health doesn't mean perfect.
但是健康呢，却讲到说有许多神的工作，然后让我们能够活出主耶稣基督的生命来。
But to live out a lifestyle that's according to God's heart and this Jesus life.
我们讲过了个人的生活。
And we talk about how to live a healthy individual life.
我们也讲到了家庭的生活。
A healthy family life.
那今天早间在这里，我们要认识到教会的生活。
And this morning, I'd like to talk about to live out a healthy church life.
一起来读诗篇第84篇第1节。
Read Psalms 84, verse 1.
可拉后裔的诗，万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty!
好，你的居所何等可爱！
How lovely is your dwelling place!
这个居所是神的家。
And this dwelling place is God's home.
是神的教会。
It's God's church.
今天神正在经营，正在建造。
And God is the architect and builder of this home.
而我们蒙了救赎。
And you and I have been redeemed.
我成了神家里的人。
Now we are a member of God's household.
在神的家里面，我们要过。 教会的生活。
Therefore, in the house of God, we live the church life together.
我们怎么过教会生活？
How do we do that?
为什么要教会的生活？
And why do I need to live a church life?
我想每个人可能有不同的原因。
And everybody may have a different reason for it.
有人讲到说，是的，我需要得着属灵的喂养。
Some people come to church because they need a spiritual feeding.
我需要得着成长。
Some need to grow.
在教会里面，我有属灵的同伴。
And I need to have companions.
有人是为着孩子在这边有这些老师们能够教导。
Some bring their children here so they can receive teachings from school, from teachers.
我们昨天有讲到婚姻，它的目的是什么？
Yesterday we talked about the purpose of a marriage.
很多人在婚姻，他讲到说为着我的幸福，我的快乐。
Some people enter into marriage because they want to have a happiness and blessing.
其实婚姻是为着神能够得着荣耀。
Yet marriage, the ultimate goal is to glorify God.
你想要说为着我自己的幸福快乐。
If you enter into marriage for your own purpose, your own happiness.
其实结果带来许多虚空而且痛苦的婚姻。
The end result is very easy. You fall into a very empty and painful marriage life.
教会的生活是为着神的旨意能够通行。
In the same way, church life is to fulfill God's purpose.
今天我们看到说，神有一个永远荣耀的心意。
If we see that God has a glorious and eternal purpose,
他救赎我们。
That He has redeemed us.
我们成为在教会里面互相作为肢体。
So that we can become members or parts of a church.
所以这个教会的生活，其实一面来讲，它有很大的挑战。
Therefore, on one hand, there's great challenges to live a church life.
昨天讲到婚姻。
Yesterday we talked about marriage.
主他告诉我们说，这个不再是两个人 成为一个人。
The Lord says it's no longer two, but one.
这有很大的挑战。
And there are many challenges to achieve that.
我们说到我们两个人有很大的不同。
We shared about how both of us are so different.
那的确，我姊妹她是比较快的。
Yes, my wife is quick.
我是比较慢的。
I am on the slower side.
说好听一点呢，她是比较有效率的。
Or to say it nice, put it nicely, that she's more efficient.
我是比较稳的。
And but I'm more stable.
那我们在家里面呢，她是。吹电扇的。
And at home, she likes to blow fan.
我是弱不禁风的。
But I cannot stand any wind.
所以吃饭的时候，我们桌子一人坐一边。
So on the when we eat at a dinner table, we each take one side.
这边有电扇，这边是没有风的。
There's a side for the fan. There's a side without the fan.
你想，我们就两个人。
Imagine,
摆在一起
just two of us being put together
需要许许多多圣灵跟十字架的工作
It requires a lot of work by the Holy Spirit and the cross
好像这个是一个蛮不容易的过程
That's hard enough just for two
因为我们从不同的背景
We came from a different background
他从城市来的我从乡下来的
She was born and raised in the city I was from suburban
我们的个性也不一样
And we have different personality
但是要感谢主不再是两个人乃是一个人了
And we're so thankful the Lord says no longer two but one
但是你想想看主把我们这么多人放在教会的里面
So imagine God put so many of us in the church
要过教会的生活
To live a church life
啊，那个挑战是更大的
How great that challenge is
你远远的看都觉得说每一个神的女都非常的可爱
And if you look at each other from distance everybody is lovable
但是你去生活在一起的话
But if we try to live together
你就发现说你的看法我的看法也有很多的不同的
And we have so many differences in opinion
那我们在这所有的不同的里面
And in all these differences,
却是一个教会
we are considered one,
却是基督的身体
and body of Christ.
我们要过教会的生活
we are here to live the church life.
首先我们要认识到健康教会生活其实它有几个根据的
So the very first thing is to to understand the foundation of the church life.
使徒行传26章19节
In the book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 19.
这是保罗他一再的受审啊最后他讲都说亚基帕王啊我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象
And Paul said this when he was judged in the presence of King Agrippa. He said, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
有一个意象一直抓住
Which means there was a vision that got hold of Paul the whole time.
叫他在一生的里面，他没有违背这个从天上来的意象。
To the point that he never disobeyed the vision from heaven in the rest of his life.
他曾经是法律赛人中的法律赛人。
He was a Pharisee among the Pharisees.
他捉拿信奉这道的。
He persecuted Christians who believed in the way of Christ.
他是那位定他们死罪的那个人。
He actually condemned them to death, put them in.
哦，但是有一天，他在往大马色的路上遇见了主。
One day on his way to Damascus, he met the Lord.
这位荣耀的主向他显现。
The glorious Lord appeared to him.
扫罗在那里，他问主啊，你是谁
？And Paul said, "Who are you, Lord?"
主告诉他，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the Lord replied, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting."
那一天。保罗他里面的眼睛开了
So the inner eyes of Paul were opened that day
哦，那位在荣耀里的基督
Oh, the Christ who is in glory
向他里面把他照亮了
Enlightened Paul's heart
他一下子眼睛里面的眼睛开了
Suddenly his inner eyes were opened
那一位向他显现的主
The Lord who appeared to him
曾经在地上行走
Was the one who walked on earth once
哦，曾经为着所有的人付上了罪的赎价
and pay the ransom for all people
他胜过了仇敌一切的权势
and he overcome the power of the enemy
他复活他升天
and he was risen from the dead and he ascended into heaven
他承受圣灵没有限量
and received the Holy Spirit without measure
他在圣灵里面回来
and he has returned in his spirit
那天向保罗显现
that day he appeared to Paul
他看见了这位荣耀的主
so Paul saw this glorious Lord
他逼迫这些信奉这道的
Paul was persecuting those who believe on the way
但是保罗跟他讲主耶稣告诉保罗说你为什么逼迫我
yet the Lord says why are you persecuting me
他看见了基督的身体
that moment Paul realized the body of Christ
你 摸到身体中最小的一个肢体。
So when you are touching even the smallest part in the body of Christ,
你就是摸着了主。
You touch the Lord.
这是主的荣耀。
And that's the glory of the Lord that appears.
这是教会是基督的身体。
And that is the glory vision of church, the body of Christ.
那天保罗他看见这个荣耀的异象。
And Paul saw that glorious vision that day.
哦，弟兄姐妹，保罗不止他自己看见。
Not only Paul saw that.
他一再的传讲，要我们今天也都能够看见。
And he kept on spreading that and preaching that so that you and I can see it too.
今天要过教会的生活。
So to live a church life.
要进入教会的建造。
To enter into the building of the body of church.
我们要求主开我们的眼睛。
We need to ask the Lord to open our inner eyes as well.
曾经有一个地方在盖一个教堂。
And one place they were building a church.
一个大教堂。
A huge church building.
有一个人去工地参观。
So a person went there and visited.
他问一个工人说：“你在做什么？”
So he asked one of the workers, "What are you doing?"
他说：“你没有看到我在铺地板。”
The worker says, "Can't you tell I'm paving the floor?"
他问另外一个人。
So he asked another worker.
另外一个人说：“你没有看到吗？我正在筑这道墙。”
Another worker says, "Can't you tell I'm building this wall?"
他问了每一个工人。
He asked every worker on the ground.
他们都告诉他说：“你没看到我正在做这件事吗？”
They could all reply to him, "Can't you tell I'm doing a specific task?"
后来问到一个工人。
And finally, he asked the question to the last worker.
他说：“你没看到吗？我们在建造一座大的教堂。”
The last worker says, "Can't you tell we're building a huge church?"
他有意向，他有蓝图。
This guy has the vision, overall vision, and has the blueprint.
他知道我们在建造什么。
He knew what they were doing.
弟兄姐妹，今天可能我们都在服事。
So, brother and sister, you and I may be participating in different parts of services in the church.
也许主托给你的是做一件事情。
Maybe you feel the Lord has entrusted you with thing,
也许是照顾一个肢体
or to care for a certain person.
不论是怎么样的角色
it doesn't matter what role or responsibility.
在不同的岗位上，我们尽忠的服侍
on different posts, we faithfully serve.
但是我们都在基督身体建造里面是一同有份的
Yeah, regardless, but we are all doing this one building of the body of Christ.
求主让我们看见这个荣耀的
意思 May the Lord open our eyes to see this glorious vision.
马太福音十六章是一个大章的圣经。
And Matthew 16 is a great chapter.
主在那里启示他的自己。
Where Jesus revealed himself to them.
我们说那是讲到基督的启示。
And that is a revelation concerning Christ.
然后他讲到教会的启示。
And also a revelation concerning church.
然后讲到国度的启示。
And also a revelation concerning the kingdom and the cross.
主在那里问这些门徒们，你们说我人子是谁
？And Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do they say I am?"
门徒们有不同的回答。
And they gave him different responses.
那后来彼得他有一个非常重要的回答。
And then Peter's answer was great and important.
彼得回答说：“你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。”
Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
是活神的儿子。
You are the Son of the Living God.
主耶稣说：“西门巴约拿。”
So Jesus replied, "Simon, son of Jonah."
你是有福的。
Blessed are you.
因为这不是属血肉的指示你的。
For this was not revealed to you by man.
这是天上的父指示你的。
But by my Father in heaven.
我告诉你，你是彼得。
And I tell you that you are Peter.
彼得就是一个石头的意思。
Which means a little stone.
然后他说，我要把我的教会建造在这一个磐石上。
And on this rock, I will build my church.
主讲到教会。
This the Lord.Mentioned church.
主讲到教会的建造
and the building of the church.
建造在这个磐石上
He said, "I on this rock I will build my church."
天主教说，那彼得就是这个磐石喽。
So Catholics believe that Peter was that rock.
可能我们会觉得不同意
and we disagree with that.
但是我们都同意说，基督才是这个磐石。
Yeah, we all agree that Jesus Christ is that rock.
的确，基督磐石，我所稳踏。
Yes, it's on this rock I stand.
其他地位都是流沙
All the other grounds are sinking sand
但是讲到教会 真实的建造。
When it comes to the real building of the church itself,
我们必须看到说那一天主他问他们说：“你们说我人子是谁？”
See that day Jesus asked the followers, "Who do they think the Son of Man is?"
彼得是看见了基督的启示
，and Peter saw the revelation concerning Christ.
然后开始了教会的建造
，and that is the starting point of church building.
什么地方有基督的启示
？Wherever there's a revelation concerning Christ,
什么地方才真实的有教会的建造
？And you can have the true building of the church.
我们求主开我们。
We ask the Lord to open our eyes.
叫我们真的认识他。
So we truly know Him.
然后主他自己向我们来启示，向我们来显现。
And the Lord will reveal Himself to us.
以弗所书二章二十二节告诉我们
，Chapter 2 verse 22 says,
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And in Him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His.
今天我们一同有份于建造的工程。
We are all part of the building work of God.
好像摩西在神的全家诚然尽忠。
Just like Moses, who was faithful in the building work,
他在那里建造。
He was part of the building work.
但是他也是房屋的一部分。
He was the builder, also the part of the building.
感谢主，今天我们都有份于建造的工程。
Thankfully, we are all participants of this building work.
我们也同被建造。
Also, we are being built up together.
我们是基督的身体。
We are the body of Jesus Christ.
在基督耶稣的里面。
In Jesus Christ.
今天我们是属于他的，他也是属于我们的。
We belong to him and he belongs to us.
我们一起来读一下以弗所书二章十九节。
We want to read together Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与基圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
不再是外人，不再是客旅。
No longer foreigners or aliens.
今天我们是神家里的人。
But we are the members of God's house.
这是一个何等大的福分。
What a great blessing that is.
过去你可能说从外面啊，在外人的位置上，你看看说啊，这些神儿女他们到底在干什么
？In the past, you might.Standing outside the church and looking, he says, "What are these children of God doing?"
他们为什么会这样？为什么会那样
？Why do they act like this or that?
Hallelujah! 今天我们是神家里的人。
Hallelujah! But we're now members of His household.
我们在所有神他的工程上面，我们是一同有份的。
And we partake in His construction work.
我们享受神家里面一切的丰富。
We can enjoy all the fullness in the house of God.
我们是神的儿女，我们是神家里的人。
We are now children of God and a member of His household.
我记得有一次，一个年轻的弟兄在教会里面，他遇到我，他就跟我讲。
One time, I ran into a brother in the church, young brother.
他说：“杨伯伯啊，那个我们教育楼二楼有一个灯没有关。”
He said, "Oh, brother Leon, you know the light on the second floor of the education building is still lit."
然后我说谢谢你告诉我。
I said thank you for telling me.
可不可以麻烦你去关一下
？Can I trouble you? Go turn it off.
你也是家里的人。
Because you're a member of this house.
兄姐妹，我们在家的里面，当你看到一件事情的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you live in your home and you encounter a certain thing,
你看到地上一张纸屑
，You see trash on the floor.
你会不会讲说这是谁？怎么不捡起来
？And will you say who did this? Who did should pick it up?
还是你就把它捡到丢到垃圾桶
？Or you would just go ahead and pick it up?
也许很小的事情
，It's a small thing.
但是我们活出来的生活就是不一样。
Yet our roles different, so we live differently.
神家的事就是我们的事。
The things in God's house is my business.
我们不是旁观的。
We're not bystanders.
我们不是只是在那里批评指点的。
We're not there just to criticize or point fingers.
我们是神家里的人。
Instead, we are a member of this household.
是一同扛台约柜扛台见证的。
We carry the testimony of the ark together.
有一次我们买会所。
There's one time we were buying a church.
大概到了最后一两个礼拜，还差了很大的一笔款。
We have come to the last 2 weeks. We're counting down, and but we're still short by a pretty sizable amount.
有一个弟兄，他蛮有信心的。
And a brother was full of faith.
他告诉我们说：“你们不要紧张，你们要有信心。”
He encouraged us, "Don't worry. You should have faith.
神会供应你们的需要。
God will provide for your need.
另外一个弟兄，他跑来找我。
And another brother came to me.
他看起来很没有信心。
He appeared on the surface, he was without enough faith.
他说：“梁弟兄，梁弟兄，怎么办？”
He said, "Brother Liang, Brother Liang, what are we gonna do?"
我们能摆上都摆上了。
We have offered to the extent that we can't.
已经还缺这么大一笔款。
Yeah, we're still short of this big amount.
他。很紧张。
He was very worried, very anxious.
但是那天其实我里面很感恩。
Yes, I was very thankful that day.
在外面看，一个好像蛮有信心的，一个好像没有信心。
Outwardly, one brother seemed to have great faith, one was not enough faith.
但是那没有信心的，他表示他是把肩膀真正的放进去的。
Yeah, the one without enough faith was the one actually had the load on his shoulder.
他觉得说这怎么办？他承受那个压力。
He was feeling the pressure. He was so worried.
另外一个有信心的。
The other one seemed to have great faith.
他是说你们要有信心。
He said you should have faith.
他站在一个客观的一个位置上。
It's like he is outside of this whole thing.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们是神家里的人。
Yeah, brother and sister, we are a member in God's house.
神家的事是我们的事。
So the things in God's house is our business.
这是我们教会的生活。
That's how we live a church life.
在初代的教会里面。
In the early era of the church.
他们怎么样一起过生活。
How did they live together?
我们在使徒行传第二章从四十六节看到一点点的描述。
You can have a glimpse of it in chapter 2. Of the book of Acts.
他说他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中。
Verse 46 says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes.
他们存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
四十七节说赞美神得众民的喜爱。
47 says, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people.
主将得救的人天天加给他们。
And the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved.
当我们看一下它里面的一些形容词来描述当时圣徒们过的教会生活。
And look at the condition it's described here. That's how saints in the early church lived.
讲到他们同心合意。
They were in one accord.
他们欢喜诚实。
And they were honest. They were enjoying.The life,
啊、他们赞美，他们喜爱。
They praise and they earn favor of men around them.
这是让我们非常羡慕的。
And we should envy that condition.
他特别讲到他们在家中擘饼。
And talk about they broke bread at their homes.
那、啊、这是主的晚餐。
Because it's the Lord's Supper they did.
主在最后被卖的那一夜。
And before Jesus was betrayed.
吩咐他们说你们要如此行为的是要来纪念他。
On that very night, Jesus did that and said, do this in remember of me.
我们何等的感谢主叫我们今天成为神家里的人。
We're so thankful that we are now people in God's house.
我们能够一同来过教会的生活。
And we can live the church life together.
那教会生活其实它有一些的原则
and there are principles associated with the church life
是我们需要一同来认识的
and we need to know these principles
刚刚讲到扫罗后来变成保罗
we talk about how Saul met the Lord and he changed name to be Paul
他遇见了这位荣耀的主
after he met this glorious Lord
主向他显现叫他看见基督的那一个异象他也看见教会的异象
and the Lord opened Paul's eyes he saw the vision of Christ and the vision concerning his church
后来他成为神手中那么重要贵重的器皿
and he became such an important precious vessel in the hands of God
他里面的眼睛开了
his inner eyes were open
但是他外面的眼睛呢却瞎了
yeah his outer eyes his physical vision was gone
他看不见
he couldn't see he became blind
神打发一个弟兄叫做亚拿尼亚
therefore God sent a Christian by the name Anania
亚拿尼亚神要他去为着扫罗来祷告
and the Lord wants Ananias to pray for Saul
让他的眼睛能够看见
so that heBlind eyes can be opened.
然后叫他又被圣灵充满。
And also he will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道扫罗他原本的是怎么样的一个人呢？
But you gotta know Saul, what kind of person Saul was initially.
他是非常有权柄的。
He was a man with power.
他要
with authority.
他 这些信奉信耶稣的走主道路的把他们捉拿起来。
He was there to capture or arrest those who believe in the way of the Lord.
所以亚拿尼亚也是扫罗他能够追捕的这一个对象。
Therefore, Ananias was one of the people that Saul was looking to arrest.
今天要这样的人去为着那个逼迫人的来祷告。
So God's asking Ananias to pray for someone who was persecuting, arresting them.
后来亚拿尼亚他顺服了。
Ananias obeyed.
他去
He went
为着扫罗来祷告
and prayed for Saul.
当后面扫罗他自己讲起这一段的时候
and when Paul referred to this experience,
他说他来见我
he said he came to me,
站在旁边对我说
and he said to me, he stood by me by my side and said,
兄弟扫罗你可以看见
Brother Saul, receive your sight.
他一下子那个眼上的鳞片掉下来
And at that very moment I was able to see
扫罗这么大的一个器皿
It's such a great vessel Saul
他第一个看见的是一个小弟兄是亚拿尼亚
The first person or first thing he saw after blindness is gone was this little brother Ananias
不是那些重要的使徒
Not those important apostles
是亚拿尼亚
But Ananias
当他看见这位弟兄
When he saw Ananias
是的他原本所看见那一个荣耀的异象
And before that he saw this great vision
一下子对他来讲是那么的实际
Suddenly the vision becomes real to him
这些弟兄虽然他不是这些重要的使徒
Even though Ananias was not as significant as the other apostles
但是他代表基督的身体
Yet Ananias was there to represent the body of Christ
后来来接纳扫罗
He came to accept Paul
当我们认识到这是基督的身体今天每一位肢体在身体当中我们过教会的生活
We need to recognize the fact everyone is a part of the body of Christ and we're living the church life together
要认识到这是身体的生活
We need to know this is a life concerning a body living
这是聚会的生活
And this is a life we assemble together
只要我们有一个建造的生活
And this is a life that God wants to build us up together
讲到身体的生活
It talk about the life in the body
刚刚我们唱的诗歌我们爱
We just sang the song We love
因为神先爱我们
Because God has first loved us
那一个爱叫我们爱我们的肢体爱我们的同伴
And that love enabled us to love our members our other brothers and sisters
那讲到特别是因爱甘心舍自己
And because of the love we're willing to give ourselves up
它是何等宝贵的一首诗歌
And that's a very precious hymn
主给我们一个新的命令
The Lord has given us a new commandment
他说叫你们彼此相爱
That you will love one another
我们如果彼此相爱呢
If we do that
那世人会认出我们是他的门徒
Then people can tell that we are his followers
在圣经里面有几个方面我们看到主给我们的命令
And there are many aspects concerning this in the Bible.
他说你们要怎么样彼此相爱呢
How do we love one another?
主是说我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样彼此相爱
As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
标准是主他自己怎么爱我们也要怎么爱
So you see the standard here is as high as the Lord himself.How he loves
这个爱
us, we should love each other.
不是我们天然人的有的
So this is not a love from our natural person
他不止这样在罗马书十五章告诉我们说你们要彼此接纳如同基督接纳你们一样
And more than that in Romans 15:7 says accept one another just as Christ accepted you
那哥罗西书第三章告诉我们说要彼此包容彼此饶恕
Colossians 3:13 says bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another
主怎么样饶恕了你们你们也要怎么样去饶恕人
It says here forgive as the Lord forgave you
有没有发现到说他要我们彼此相爱
Did you notice that God wants us to love one another
他要我们彼此接纳彼此包容彼此饶恕
To accept each other to forgive each other
每一个都是以他自己来作为标准的
And every command is according to his standard
弟兄姐妹我们没有一个人 能够达到这个标准。
And no one, not a single person, can comply with that standard.
我们天然人不可能像主那样的来爱的。
There's no way we natural person can love the way the Lord loves.
主说你们要彼此相爱。
But the Lord says, love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们要怎样相爱。
As well, how I have loved you.
我们可以说这个命令。我们做不到。
We will say, well, there's no way I can do that.
主不是只是把一个要求告诉我们。
The Lord is not just giving us a standard or a requirement.
他在这些命令的里面，其实他是先把他的生命要来赐给我们。
Because he has first given us a life that can do it.
我没有办法爱。
I can love.
但是主能够爱。
But the Lord can.
我没有办法饶恕。
I can't forgive.
主能够饶恕。
But the Lord can.
我不能接纳的，主能够接纳。
I cannot accept him. But the Lord can.
他连我这样的一个人，他都接纳。
If the Lord accepts someone even like me.
弟兄姐妹，我们存着感恩的心来接受这些宝贵的命令。
Therefore, with a thankful heart, we accept all these commands from the Lord.
啊，这些呢，叫我们知道说，在教会里面生活，你要认识从基督的生命里面怎么样来活出
你的样式。Therefore, we need to learn and to know how to live out a life properly in the church.
在灵后，他告诉我们怎么样在教会里面过生活。
And 2 Corinthians also talk about how to live a church life.
啊，弟兄们都要喜乐。
Brothers, rejoice.
要做完全人。
And for perfection.
要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦。
Be of one mind, living peace.
那这些都是提醒我们要怎么过教会生活。
And these are great reminders as to how to live a church life.
那他特别也告诉我们说，你们亲嘴问弯，彼此勿要圣洁。
Specifically mentioned that greet one another with a holy kiss.
其实防备仇敌，他有各样的攻击。
So that to prevent us from being attacked by the enemy.
很多时候我们说在教会里面服侍弟兄，服侍弟兄，姊妹服侍姊妹。
The general principles in the service in a church is that let brothers serve brothers and sisters serve sisters.
今天我们要认识仇敌的诡计。
Because we need to recognize the scheme and attack of the enemy.
所以圣经教导我们务要圣洁。
So Bible says, be holy.
我们在实行的时候，在教会生活的里面，我们要特别提醒自己。
So we need to remind ourselves when we put to practice when we serve one another.
所以不单讲到一个身体的生活，其实也讲到聚会的生活。
And also, it talks about how to assemble together.
马太福音十八章二十节告诉我们，无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them."
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常特别的一个应许。
This is such a unique promise.
当我们奉主的名，在主名里面聚集的时候，
when we,
主在我们中间。
When we come together in the name of the Lord, He is with us.
弟兄姐妹，早上我们是奉主名在这里聚集。
And brothers and sisters, we are here gathering in the name of the Lord.
主有没有在我们中间？
Is the Lord here?
主在我们中间。
He indeed is here.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他何等欢喜神的儿女在他名里面一同聚会。
It really take great delight when we gather in His name.
所以希伯来书十章，他给我们一个很清楚的命令。
So in Hebrew 10, there's a very clear command from the Lord concerning meeting.
你们不可停止聚会。
Let's not give up meeting together.
好像那些停止惯了的人。
As some are in the habit of doing.
倒要彼此劝勉。
But let's encourage one another.
既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
And all the more as you see the day approaching.
今天我们能够聚集在儿女们的会中，主是我们的中心。
When we gather together and we know Jesus is the center.
我们传扬他的名。
We're here to share and spread about His name.
他是我们的中心，是我们的诗歌，是我们的题目。
He's the center. He's the hymn. He's the theme of each gathering.
不可停止聚会。
And the Lord says, do not give up meeting together.
啊，今天我们是欢喜快乐，在教会里面过生活，和神的儿女，我们一同聚会。
So gladly and joyfully we gather in the name of the Lord in His church.
我是十一岁的时候信主的。
I believe in the Lord at the age of 11.
那时候其实家里面他们都是反对我去参加聚会。
None of my family members like me going to church.
我们知道那个时候大家都觉得读书才是最重要的。
Because study was the highest priority during my time.
那特别我父亲他非常的反对。
Especially my father, he opposed me going to church.
就你去这些参加什么教会啊，都是浪费时间。
He concerning going to church is a waste of time.
是些迷信。
And it's superstition.
所以每一次要说服他。
I have always convinced him, beg him.
啊，都要花很多的功夫。
I took a lot of effort every time.
有时候站在他的面前啊，被他数落，讲了二三十分钟。
A lot of time I stood in front of him and let him scold me for about 20-30 minutes.
那最后一句话常常是，其实是蛮开心的啊。他说：“滚滚滚。”
And I wholeheartedly waited for the last comment. He said, "Get out of here."
那我赶快就跑去聚会。
Then I would run to church.
他是。因为有那样的一个经历
And because of that experience,
其实每一次能够聚会我都是存着感恩的心
I was full of thankfulness every time I can go to a meeting
已经五十好多年了
It's been 50 some years now
你看我不愿意落掉一个聚会
But I don't want to miss even one church meeting
我们在座当中我们有些认识四十多年有时三十多年二十多年
And I see there are a lot of people in the house of God. I've known them for 2 decades, 3 decades, even 4 decades.
你如果是聚会的时候
When you come to the meeting,
梁弟兄应该就在我们中间
You should expect to see me in all the meetings.
他如果不在这里，他可能在另外地方讲到
If he's not in this meeting, he must be in another meeting, another location.
他不会有什么原因，他就不聚会的
And they will have confidence that I will not just disappear.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的恩典
And that's the grace of God.
这不是我努力能够做到的。
It's something that I made effort to do.
不是我想说，只是为了一个命令说不可停止聚会。
I do so. It's not because God says do not give up on meeting together.
乃是里面真的觉得说和神的儿女在主名里面一同聚集，何等的美好。
But I cherish and consider such a beautiful thing to be able to gather with children of God.
啊，这是神的恩典，我们能够聚在一起。
And it is God's grace that we can gather together.
过教会的生活
，to live a church life.
一起聚会其实是非常非常宝贵的。
To be able to assemble together and live a church life is very precious.
奉主名聚会，主在我们中间。
Because when we gather in the name of the Lord, He is here.
他在我们中间，他得着敬拜，得着赞美。
He is here to receive our praises and our worship.
不是为着我们自己。
Gathering is not for myself.
当我们的眼目转向主，为着他。
As we turn our eyes to Him in our gathering,
你里面是充满了喜乐的。
Our hearts be full of joy.
我们里面满了感谢和赞美。
Therefore, we give Him thanks and praises.
弟兄姐妹，我们听见了主的命令，不可停止聚会。
Brother and sister, we hear the Lord's command here. Do not give up on meeting together.
但是我们更要超到一个地步，说我们宝贵每一次和神的儿女一同聚会。
But we should raise the bar higher.Not only we don't give up, but also we cherish and enjoy the gathering.
另外一个我们要看到，教会生活呢是一个建造的生活。
Another thing we need to know is that church life is the life that we build each other.
在哥林多前书十二章说，身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 23 says, "The parts that we think are less honorable, we treat it with special honor."
他这边讲到不俊美的，要特别给他，让他得着俊美。
The less honorable, we should make it special honor.
其实说实在的，我们都是不体面，都是不俊美的。
The fact is that we all are less honorable. We all are not presentable.
没有一个人是完全的。
Because no one is perfect.
有一个弟兄，他问另外一位年长弟兄：“你能够介绍一个完美的教会
？”One Christian brother asked a senior Christian brother one time, says, "Can you refer me to a perfect church?"
他说：“我在寻找教会。
”I'm looking for a church right now.
那个老弟兄说：“对不起啊，你找不到的。
”The old brother, the senior brother says, "Sorry, you can't find a perfect church."
你到哪里去，哪里就不完全。
Because wherever you go, that's an imperfect church.
我们都是不完全的。
Because we're all imperfect.
但是我们常常也盼望说，哎，你不要看我，我有缺点啊。
And we'll say, don't look at me, I have a lot of shortcomings.
你要看主。
Just look at the Lord.
啊，这句话讲的实在是很对。
It is a correct statement in one hand.
你看我这么多缺点，你会软弱，你会跌倒。
Because you might fall when you see my condition, which you are full of weaknesses. Just look at the Lord.
但是我想后来人家不看你好像也不行啊。
But you know, people have to look at us.
就在教会的生活，就在你家庭生活，就在你的生活的里面。
It's in our daily living.
人家当然会遇到你啊。
It's our daily living people encounter the Lord.
后来我想到了。
And so later on, I figured it out.
哎，我可不可以挂一个牌子
？Can I just hang a sign on myself?
上面是施工中。
Just say work in progress.
施工中有很多的不完美。
There are a lot of imperfection during construction.
但是神正在经营，正在建造。
But the Lord is my architect and builder.
如果让你有一些的不方便
，So excuse the inconvenience.
啊，请你包容。
Pardon the mess.
弟兄姐妹，也许我们每一个人身上，你有没有一个牌子
？So do we have a sign like that?
我们彼此看的时候，都看到一个牌子。
We should see each other with that sign on.
啊，这个弟兄 ，Albert， 这施工中啊。
Albert, in process.
啊，看看谁正在施工。
Look at certain brother, sister. That's work in progress.
一面。是不完美的。
And yes, on one hand, it's imperfect.
另外一面呢，是充满了盼望的。
But on the other hand, it's full of hope.
今天神正在改变我们。
Because God is transforming us as we speak.
我们是基督的身子，并且是各自做肢体的。
We are the body of Christ, and we are members to this body.
那讲到教会生活的原则，还有一个非常关键的。
Another key principle about the church life.
在爱中持守真实。
To keep the truth in love.
我们一起来读以弗所书第四章十五节和第十六节。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 4:15-16.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用。彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
在爱中要建造基督的身体。
So build the body of Christ in love.
教会生活最困难的可能就是爱。
That probably the greatest challenge of living a church life is to love.
我们能够教导，也许我们不能够爱。
But we can love.
我们能够服侍，可能不能爱。
We can serve, but without love.
所以这个爱必须是从主来的。
This love has to be coming from the Lord.
他讲到说，在爱中说诚实话，用爱心说诚实话。
Here says speaking the truth in love.
很多时候我们引用这一句。
We like to quote this verse.
当你要告诉人家什么事情的时候，你说我在爱心里面说诚实话。
Especially you want to tell a certain person a certain criticism.
有一个姊妹，她特别喜欢用这一句。
I know of this sister who loves to quote this verse.
因为她的个性有一点嫉恶如仇。
And because she has a very upright personality.
当她看到什么问题的时候。
When she saw a problem.
她说我在爱中说诚实话哦。
She said I will speak truth in love now.
啊，她一说完之后。
And once she finished saying that.
她好像就看到人家里面有一个肿瘤啊。
As if she saw a tumor on us.
她马上就要把它肿瘤除掉。
Immediately she wanted to chop out that tumor.
但是后来好些听了他的话就软弱了。
Yeah, the problem is many people heard her comment become weaker than before.
承受不了这个诚实话。
They couldn't bear the heavy weight from her comment.
后来我们有一点交通。
So I share with her afterwards.
我说今天你看到了一个肿瘤。
I said, you know, if you see someone who has a tumor on.
是的，你想要把它挖出来。
Yes, the goal is to remove the tumor.
但如果今天你就拿一把菜刀，哗就把它挖出来了。
But you can't just go grab a kitchen knife and take it out.
肿瘤是拿掉了。
Yes, the tumor is out.
这个人也死了。
The patient died on the table too.
你要想想， 外科医生他怎么样来动这个手术
？Consider how a professional surgeon would do.
先打了麻药。
First, you sterilize.
他要很有技巧。
And very careful, very skillful.
非常的小心。
And very carefully.
把这个肿瘤拿掉。
To remove the tumor.
你还要缝合好，你还要有很多的后续的这些的复原。
And you have to sew it up. And there's a lot of post-surgery procedures.
这边讲到说，也许你需要有很多的祷告啊。
And so you need to have a lot of prayer, for example.
你需要真的。在主面前寻求主怎么样带领你该怎么说
And you need to see guidance from the Lord as to how to serve this person
你可能需要花很多时间陪着他一起走过一段的路程
And you also need to accompany this person during and after
让他得着释放
So that he or she can be really released and healed
我们需要是那个外科手术的刀
So what you need is a knife as a surgeon
所以在爱中说诚实话
Speak truthIn love.
但是另外一面来讲
But on the other hand,
很多时候我们觉得说我不敢说诚实话
We dare not to speak the truth.
好多年来
Many years have passed.
我们看到教会的情形
We saw the condition of church.
十点钟聚会开始
The meeting starts at 10 a.m.
聚会可能来了一半的人
And maybe only half of people arrive.
我们说感谢主有一半的人来
We say, oh, thank God, at least half of people are here.
但是还有一半的人呢，他们是迟到的。
But how about the other half who coming late?
但是我们不敢讲。
But we dare not to criticize those people.
我们只能说拜托拜托，请大家准时。
We always beg that please come on time.
哎，我们了解你们都很忙。
We know you guys are busy.
能来就好了。
It's good enough that you show up.
但是我们有没有想到
？But have you thought about that?
我们。上学你知道不能迟到
You know you cannot be late for school
你有工作你知道不能迟到
Neither can you be late for work
但是为什么就跟主耶稣约会我们就会经常迟到呢
But why is it okay for you to be frequently late when you come to a day with Jesus
哎，你迟到了有没有跟说主耶稣啊抱歉抱歉今天我来晚了
Have you ever apologized to Jesus Sorry Jesus I'm late today
你们想主耶稣会怎么回答
What do you think Jesus would say
我相信主会说我不定你的罪
The Lord says I will not condemn you
但是下次不要迟到
But sin no more
哎呀我们很多话不敢讲，对不对
？A lot of times we dare not to make comments like that.
我在蒙召之前，在教会里面很多年做财务的服事。
Before I was called to serve the Lord full time, I served in the church as treasurer.
我知道大概一半的人以上基本上是没有奉献的。
And I could know at least half of the congregation did not bother to offer.
十一奉献的更少。
Not to mention tenth means offer one tenth of your income.
我们从来也不敢讲
And we dare not to criticize
我们说啊，大家生活都很困难
We say, you know, it's hard enough for everybody just to survive financially
甘心就好乐意就好
The offering has to be willing, cheerfully
其实圣经主耶稣对这方面他讲的很多啊
Yeah, Jesus made quite a few comments about offering
我们也许是有亏欠呢
Yes, we feel indebted We feel we come short
叫弟兄姐妹没有听见在爱里面的诚实话
For not allowing ourselves to share truth in love
也许就失去了很多的祝福
And it caused other people to lose a lot of blessings
我姊妹她带年轻人她是爱中说诚实话的
And my wife likes to speak truth in love
当年轻人找到了工作
And when young people found a job
我姊妹会先跟她讲
My wife will advise that person
你有收入了十一奉献哦
Now you have income, don't forget to offer
等他发了薪水
On the day this person received his paycheck
我姊妹问说奉献了没有啊
My wife will remind, did you offer yet?
我们不敢讲
Sometimes we dare not to say it
但是你做一个像在父母的那种爱的里面呢你应该要教导的
But if you really have the love as parents You should teach your children properly
你为什么也爱主 也服侍但是呢你为什么就在钱财的上面没有看到说这是一个蒙福的路啊
Many times we love the Lord and we serve the Lord But our eyes seem to be blind about making offering is a way of blessing
同样的你问问主说主啊对不起啊我这个月忘了奉献了
And sometimes did you say Sorry Lord I forgot to offer last month
我忘了或者我从来没有十一奉献
Or I never offer
啊，我相信主会说我也不定你的罪
And I believe the Lord's response will be I will not condemn you.
但是我有好多的祝福，我不知道怎么来倾倒下来。
But the problems, I have so much blessing I want to pour it out. There's no way.
在爱中说诚实话，它是很不容易的。
It is not easy to speak truth in love.
你讲了伤了人。Because you feel 我们说这不合乎神的心意。
That if I say this, I might hurt you, and that's not according to God's heart.
很多的情形，我们没有照着神的话，照着神的心意原则，我们来教导。
A lot of times we did not teach our people according to God's words or God's principles.
这也带来另外一种亏损。
And that also brought burden or a shortness to our congregation.
求主教导我们怎么样真实的过教会的生活。
We ask the Lord to teach us how to live properly a church life.
感谢主，今天我们是神家里的人。
And we're so thankful that we are members of God's house.
主叫我们试着彼此相爱。
The Lord wants us to love one another.
我们不是在那里好像查检查说到底是教会里面啊有多少的问题。
We're not here to inspect the problems in the church.
但是在教会中我们也是彼此成全的。
Yeah, this is a place we build up each other.
是同被建造的。
Because we are being built up together.
那今天真实健康教会的生活它是有一些表现能够显出来的。
And yet, for a really true and healthy church life, there are certain manifestations.
就像我们讲到一个健康的家庭生活
Just like when you see a healthy family life
福音朋友到你的家
When gospel friends come to your house
他应该会羡慕你们这个家的
He or she should envy your home
这个家会有一个见证很自然的彰显出来
And that should be a testimony that just shows up naturally
但我们看到在一个健康的教会生活里面
In the same way,
我们有几个方面
In the healthy church life you will see the following things
诗篇100篇第二节说你们当乐意侍奉耶和华
Psalms 100 verse 2 says worship the Lord with gladness
当来向他歌唱
Come before him with joyful songs
应当正常的情形我们是乐意侍奉耶和华的
In the normal course of business We should be gladly worshiping the Lord
有时候你看到一些初蒙恩的
You see a lot of new believers
他们一蒙恩
Once they are saved
他们就愿意的来服侍
With gladness they serve
因为是神家里的人
Because they are a member of God's house now
这是非常蒙福的一件事情
And that's a blessed thing to do
今天我们是不是乐意侍奉耶和华
So are we worshiping the Lord with gladness these days?
在出埃及记让我们看到神把以色列百姓从埃及带出来
And in the book of Exodus We saw how the Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt.
他告诉他们说，你们要归我做祭司的国度。
And God said, "You shall be to me a kingdom of priests."
为圣洁的国民。
A holy nation.
那这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And these are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
后来我们看到以色列人他们当中有一个支派叫做利未支派。
Also, we saw later. Levi tribe.
那当中有一个家族，他们是做祭司的这一个家族。
And that tribe was a family line that served as priests.
那在这些特别的人，他们是替人来办理属神的事情。
And this is a unique group of people whose job is to serve things concerning God and people.
就一般的人呢，他是不能是。不能来到神的面前的
Which means all the other tribe cannot just come to God in his presence.
所以有一般叫做祭司。
So there's a specific group called priests.
但是这是因为他们犯罪以后产生的结果。
This is arranged because they sinned and fell.
神原初的心意整个以色列百姓出埃及他说你们是祭司的国度
Yeah, originally you could tell when God brought Israelites out of Egypt God said you are a kingdom of priests
也就是说在这个国度里面每一个人都是祭司
Which means every person in this nation is my priest
每一个人都是侍奉神的
Everyone serves God
你有不同的岗位不同的职业
we may have different posts different occupations
但是弟兄姐妹我们要知道我们的正业是侍奉神的
yeah our primary job is to serve God
我现在可能是一个学生
I may be a student now
但是我的正业是 侍奉神。
But my primary responsibility is to serve God.
也许你现在有一个工作。
Maybe you have a job now.
还有你有一个正业是侍奉神的。
But your primary occupation is to serve God.
我们要知道，我们都是祭司。
We are all priests.
所以在彼得前书他告诉我们，我们是君尊的祭司。
Therefore, in 1 Peter, we are regarded as royal priesthood.
在神的家的里面，乐意侍奉耶和华。
So we serve the Lord with gladness in His house.
所以侍奉不是少数人的工作。
So service in the house of God is not, does not belong to minority.
而是我们每一个人都有份的。
Should be every person.
我们讲到说，人人是祭司。
Everyone is a priest.
所以每一个人都是全时间服侍主。
So everyone is a full-time servant in His house.
人人多祷告。
Everybody should pray more.
祷告是我们每一个人。主所呼召都要成为那一位守望祷告的人。
Because God has called each and every one of us to be the vigilant intercessor.
人人传福音。
Everyone should spread the gospel.
是的，神的家里面是有赐下来传福音的人，这些是给教会特别的恩赐。
Yes, there are people gifted with evangelism. Those are special gifts.
但是每一个神的儿女，其实我们都传福音。
But every child of God should share the gospel.
都是福音的使者。
We're all messengers of the gospel.
人人当父母。
And everyone should be parents.
讲到说，人人都能够来牧养群羊。
And everyone is a shepherd of a flock.
也许主就交托一位刚蒙恩的，让你来照顾。
Maybe the Lord only entrusts in you one newcomer.
我们要求主教导我们怎么样来牧养这一个小小的肢体。
Then we need to ask the Lord to show us how to shepherd, how to care for this newcomer.
还有一个，人人是门徒。
And everyone should be the disciple.
我们都有一个渴慕的心要来学习。
Which means we have a longing to learn.
人人做事物。
Everyone will do ministry.
我们甘心的来服侍。
So we willingly serve in His house.
人人都敬拜。
And everyone should worship.
不只是敬拜团队，你说他们在敬拜。
It's not a worship team that worship.
神得着我们每一个人，我们都是敬拜神的人。
Yeah, God has saved everyone here to be a worshipper.
我们随时转向主，我们随时活在神的面前。
Which means we turn any moment to live in His presence.
乐意侍奉耶和华。
So we serve Him with gladness.
弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里面是不是健康的生活呢？
So are we living healthily in the church?
你乐不乐意侍奉耶和华？
Let me ask you, are you willing to serve the Lord?
这个让我们能够知道，你现在是健康的呢？你是亚健康的呢？还是你是不健康的？
Your response will determine whether you're healthy or you're substandard healthy or not healthy at all.
另外我们要看见，在教会生活里面讲到一个不同恩赐我们一起配搭在一起的时候。
Also, in the church, we need to team up and use respective gifts to edify and build one another.
特别在灵前十二章，他讲到各种不同的恩赐。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about different kinds of gifts in the body of Christ.
十四节说，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多的肢体。
Verse 14 says, Now the body is not made of one part, but of many.
我们是在基督身体的里面，但是呢，却有各种不同的肢体。
We're all in one body of Christ, but there are many parts.
他讲到说，眼不能对手说，我用不着你。
So the eye cannot say to the hands, I don't need you.
头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。
And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you.
不但如此，身上肢体，人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。
And on the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker and are indispensable.
我们认识到每一个肢体它的功能可能不一样。
Every part has different function.
特点不一样。
And has its own uniqueness.
神给它的恩赐可能不一样。
And bears different gifts.
但是圣经也告诉我们，最少的也有一千两。
But Bible says you will have at least one talent.
就是说每一个肢体都有它的价值，有它的功用的。
Which means every part has its function and value.
有一个弟兄，他说：“我觉得我没有什么恩赐。”
And one brother came to me and says, "You know, I don't have any gift."
我觉得好像身体里那个脚底的那个厚皮啊。
I think I'm just that thick skin at the bottom of the feet.
哎呀，我没有什么恩赐。
So I bear no gift.
后来弟兄跟他讲说，你知道吗？脚底的厚皮非常的重要啊。
And then so the other brother says, don't you know the thick skin at the bottom of your feet are very important?
你没有那个厚皮，你走路都困难啊。
Because without you, we can't even walk.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要小看肢体当中任何一个不同的功用。
So don't look lightly any the part in the body of Christ.
他让我们看到这是基督的身体，我们是配搭一同来服侍，一同来建造。
We have to see that we are a part of one body, and we work together to build up this body.
每一个肢体都是宝贵的。
Therefore, every part is precious.
都是不可少的。
It's indispensable.
当我们觉得说，哎呀，教会好像缺少这个人才，缺少那个人才。
Sometimes you say, you know, we need this gift, we need that gift.
其实很可能是有一些人把那个一千两埋起来了。
The truth is maybe people have that specific gift, just bury their gift in the ground.
通常出问题不是那个两千两啊五千两的。
And the problem is not with people that have two talents or five talents.
出问题常常就是一千两的。
And the problem always stems with those who has one talent.
也许你觉得我没有什么。
Especially you feel that I don't have anything.
但是我们不把它拿出来的时候，其实就带来了很大的亏损。
Yeah, if you don't bring out that one talent, you actually bring harm to the body of Christ.
各种的恩赐，今天圣灵已经赐下来。
Holy Spirit has given unto us various gifts.
在身体中需要的这些功能呢，其实今天主把我们摆在一起，是有他非常荣耀旨意的。
And the Lord has a glorious and wonderful purpose when He put us all together with different functions and gifts.
我们渴望有一个健康的教会生活。
We long to have a healthy church life.
弟兄姐妹，把自己交在主的手里面。
Then we need to trust ourselves in His hand.
叫主给你的那一份，我们愿意把它拿出来来服侍。
That we're willing to offer up the little talent we have from the Lord to serve Him.
也许开始的时候你觉得说，这是真的是什么恩赐吗？
Initially, you may question yourself, is this really a gift or talent from the Lord?
很多恩赐你是需要来使用的。
But a lot of times you need to exercise, use your talent.
你有一个负担，有一个感动。
Sometimes you just start with a burden or a prompting.
就遵照主的那个感动，你就去行。
Then just obey that prompting.
然后看看主在里面是有怎么样的带领。
And see if the Lord leads you that way.
有些不是什么这样的很大的恩赐。
A lot of times we're not talking about some great talent.
那但是从生命的里面，我们学习来跟从主。
But we need to learn to follow the Lord from the life within.
主感动你为一个肢体祷告。
If you feel the prompting of the Lord to pray for a certain person.
他生病了，你为他祷告。
That person is sick, you go and pray for that person.
你如果一直分析主啊。
But if you keep on analyzing your head,
我可没什么医病的恩赐啊。
First of all, I don't have the healing gift.
我这样子为他祷告会不会很唐突啊？
Secondly, is it like intrusive to suddenly pray for him?
你是不是要兴起一些大有医病恩赐的？
Why don't you raise up some people with great healing gift?
然后主若感动你。
But if the Lord moved your heart,
那我们就彼此代祷。
Let's just pray for one another.
在信心里面祷告。
We pray in faith.
你不要等到说啊，主啊，你给我恩赐，叫我能够做什么样的服事。
You don't have to wait until the Lord showering down on you certain gifts.
你祷告主听我们的祷告。
We pray and the Lord listens.
祷告祷告，你看见这个人病好了。
You will pray for a certain weak person and he got better.
那不一定有什么恩赐，但是呢，当有恩赐的时候，他慢慢也会显出来。
It doesn't mean you really have the gift, but as you do that, if you truly have the gift, it will be gradually revealed.
神要我们每一个肢体都在身体里面尽他的那一份功用。
It's God's desire for every part of the body to function as it's supposed to be.
我们一起来读诗篇一百二十二篇第三节。
Let's read Psalms 122 verse 3.
耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together.
耶路撒冷要被建造起来。
So that Jerusalem needs to be built up.
啊，这座城呢，要成为一个联络整齐的。
And it's closely compacted together.
我们知道保罗说他立好了根基。
And Paul says, I have laid the foundation.
这个根基就是耶稣基督。
Which is Jesus Christ.
我们也知道这个根基必须是基督被启示出来。
And this foundation has to be the Christ that's in Revelation.
然后上面可以开始建造。
The Christ that's been revealed. And upon this revelation, we build.
而且被建造是成为一个联络整齐的一座城。
And we're being built up together.Compacted closely together.
神兴起他的儿女说起来我们建造
So God wants to raise up his people says arise let us build
他让我们看见这座有根基的城
God opened our eyes so we see a city with foundation
我们看见历史历代有多少的圣徒他们眼睛也被打开看见了
The eyes of many saints throughout generation whose eyes were open and saw the city
亚伯拉罕看见了那座有根基的城
Abraham saw that city with foundation
是神所经营所建造的
And God is the architect and builder of that city
在信心行列的里面有无数的圣徒他们看见了
And in the line of these faithful servants their eyes were open
叫他们呢就向着这个标杆来直跑
So they were marching toward that goal
弟兄姐妹今天主也开了我们眼睛
And in the same way the Lord opened our eyes
神的城啊有荣耀的事是指着你说的
OhOh, the city of God, there are glorious things concerning you.
Oh, 神的居所啊，是何等的美好。
Oh, how lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty.
我们赞美，我们惊叹啊，这是一座有根基的城，充满了神的荣耀。
And we marvel and we praise this city with foundation full of God's glory.
Hallelujah! 今天我们都在其中，
Hallelujah.
一同有份的。
For we are all part of the city.
这是神正在经营正在建造
And God is building us as we speak
他要得着荣耀的教会
Because he wants to temper himself a glorious church
我们感谢赞美主
We thank God for that
我们来唱诗歌第676首
We are singing hymn together 676
荣耀教会
A glorious church
请姊妹为我们弹一次
Let's listen to the melody onceYes, this is the glorious church.
圣洁没有瑕疵
Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
荣耀的主向我们显现
May the Lord appear to us.
我们带着渴慕的心，我们站起来唱这首诗歌
Let us stand up and sing it with me.
这是耶和华的光明，万光中的光亮。Yeah!
教会，荣耀教会圣殿下天，也在高天我的天，这是荣耀教会圣殿下天。同声开口，把感谢赞美归给我们的主，我们的神。是的，这是荣耀的教会。
It's the glorious church.
圣洁没有瑕疵。
And it's blameless without spot.
主是用血所买回来的。
Has been washed in the blood.
我们属你，你也属我们。
Oh, we belong to you, and you belong to us.
这是荣耀的教会。
We are your glorious church.
哦，是的，你正在经营，正在建造。
Yes, you are building us up.
主，我们把自己都奉献在你的手里。
Therefore, we offer ourselves in your hand.
带我们进入身体里面，有一个健康的生活。
Lead us into the body of Christ and have a healthy life.
在我们这些微小卑微人的身上。
On us little and insignificant people.
叫你的荣耀能够彰显。
We pray that your glory can be seen.
哦，主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
所有的称颂荣耀都要归给我们的主。
And we give you all the glory and honor.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主，我们的主真好。
Our Lord is indeed good.
愿我们真的是有健康的生活来荣耀他。
May we have a healthy life to glorify our God.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated.